All right, Macrocosm, what's next?
Yes, sir. People versus Sasha Minkoff.
Not the Sasha Minkoff.
This is outrageous. How dare you treat me like a common human being? I am a star.
It's her! It's her! This is such a thrill! I must have seen you on Hollywood Squares 100 times.
Oh, thank you, darling. Of course, I only do TV between movies.
And I loved them both.
Oh, you are so kind and gorgeous.
Thanks. So, what brings the star of stage, screen, and the secret square to our humble little court?
An assault charge, Your Honor. Miss Minkoff was arrested outside of Tiffany's beating on Mr. Kaderko with this roadkill here. Police were called in. She attacked them, too.
Police? You mean stormtroopers? Oh, Judge, darling. They was brutal. They put handcuffs on me. They took my picture without letting me check my makeup.
Would somebody call Amnesty International right now?
Sir, my client claims she didn't attack Mr. Kaderko until he stole her diamond.
I didn't take her diamond.
Then what happened to it?
My dog ate it.
Here he is, Your Honor.
Cute little suspect, isn't he?
Oh, keep that beast away. He jumped on me, nearly ruined my gown.
Well, maybe he thought Lassie here was in heat.
Henry was just being friendly, but her diamond fell off and he couldn't help himself. He's got a craving for shiny things.
Are you going to take his word over someone who's been married to royalty 7 out of 12 times?
Sir, there is a way we can resolve this. If Henry did eat the diamond, all we have to do is wait, and eventually he'll...
Drop the big one?
Talk about a diamond in the roughage, huh?
Okay, then we'll keep an eye on the dog for a while. If the diamond does show up, charges will be dismissed. Agreed? Well, why don't you take Henry here for a walk and see if he can get things started?
Right, Your Honor. If that doesn't work, I'll get him a copy of People.
You?
I'm looking for Roz Russell.
And you are?
Ruth Russell. I'm Roz's aunt. You've probably heard a lot about me.
Oh, yes. I think. I mean, Roz talks so much about her big family that I'm sure I've heard about you somewhere along the line. You know what I mean?
You must be Christine.
And I'm Judge Harry Stone.
Oh, that's nice. Where's Roz?
Oh, well, let's see. The last I saw of Roz, she was headed for, yes. Strip search, that way.
Thank you.
Your Honor? I took that dog for a walk like you asked me.
Did he...
The eagle has not landed.
Well, it's got to happen pretty soon. It's been over 7 hours since he ate that diamond.
I know. I figured he might just want privacy, so I put him in your office.
Well, at least you didn't forget the newspapers. Roz, there you are. Did your Aunt Ruth find you?
She's here.
Mm-hmm.
Harry, I need the day off.
You want to spend some time with your aunt?
I want to get the hell away from her.
Roz, why don't you want to see her?
Because she's always bugging me about getting married, trying to fix me up, passing out my picture in bus stations. She drives me crazy. busy. Roz? There you are! Auntie! Oh, goodness, I'm so glad to see you. I can hardly wait to hear about your life in the big city. Living alone when all of your friends are married with families. It's so nice to see you haven't changed.
And you too, baby.
I only wish I could stay longer than tonight. Gee, what a shame. Oh, don't feel sad. We'll have plenty of time to talk over dinner.
Actually, Auntie, I can't
wait to talk to you either.
Oh, that's fine. Then I'll see you at 9.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Roz, could you take these old files down to the shredder?
Sure.
Thank you. Or you could just tear them up right here.
Okay, Big Mac, set them up, knock them down.
Yes, sir. People versus Vargas and Griffin. Mutual assault at a dance contest.
It's amazing. It is amazing. They've danced through booking, they've danced through holding, and now here we are in court.
Who is this annoying person?
Bobby Baumgartner, the bomber from WEGE Wiggy Radio.
Prosecutor, what's this all about?
Well, sir, apparently the defendants have been dancing for the last 4 days. Still trying to work up the nerve to ask her back to your place, huh?
It's a dance marathon, Your Honor. It's for charity.
Well, after 94 hours, the contest dwindled down to these four contestants, and they started a fight during a cha-cha.
Cha-cha!
Who started the fight?
They did, Your Honor. They tried to trip us.
Liar! They're the cheaters. They made the room spin and slapped us with fish.
Miss Sullivan, am I missing something here?
They are a little disoriented, sir. After all, they've been dancing for 4 days without sleep.
This might sound silly, but isn't that kind of dangerous?
Hey, that's half the fun. I'll shut up now.
Would it be too much to ask you folks to stop?
Oh, sir. Proceeds go to a very good cause, and my clients are 90 minutes away from breaking the world's record for dancing. If they quit now, they'll be disqualified.
That's right. They'll lose their place in history and also their trip, if they get it, to wonderful, sunny, fun-filled Acapulco.
You don't get a whole lot of oxygen in that radio booth, do you?
Okay, for the sake of charity, we'll continue the case and let them finish their dance.
Good news, it's been held over, and the beat goes on.
Your Honor?
Yeah, Bull, how's it going with the dog?
No luck yet, sir. He doesn't seem happy with his surroundings.
Yeah, just our luck, we end up with an animal who's particular about where he relieves himself.
Well, it is a big decision. One time when I was camping, I... Never mind.
So, Roz, how's everything?
Great. I like my job. I have plenty of hobbies, and I go out with friends every weekend.
Thank God I came when I did. But that's all right. Don't worry. I've got the perfect man for you.
Really? I can get my own date.
Nonsense. If you could get a man by yourself, you'd have one, wouldn't you?
Roz, I've never... heard you let somebody touch you like that. Why didn't you stand up to her?
It's not that simple, Christine. When I was 10 and my mother got sick, Auntie Ruth came and took care of us. Mama always said if it wasn't for her, we never would have made it.
Well, Roz, you can show your appreciation, but you don't have to let her walk all over you.
Roz, you need help with your makeup. I want you to try this new eyeliner.
You know, Ruth, nowadays men seem to like the natural look.
Funny, I don't see an engagement ring on your finger.
I beg your pardon?
Well, the way you talk, I would think you were an authority on men. You do know how to please a man, don't you?
Well, I do make a pretty mean chocolate chip cookie. I think I'm gonna go now. Bye.
Chuck, hour 95, and both couples are holding up very strong with less than 30 minutes to go to the record. And as they say in Acapulco, triente minutos. What's that, Chuck? Yes, I'll knock that off. Oh, just a minute. Problems. Oh, my stars, she's down. Oh, the tragedy of it all. To come so far. Oh, hold on, he's got a new partner. A brand new partner, and she's a cutie.
Could you please let me go?
You don't want him to go through that whole week in vain, do you?
Of course not,
well,
no.
Well, no, that's good, because he can't stop for anything.
Evidently, that includes a shower.
Yeah, this food is positively proletarian.
Now, if you don't like it, maybe we could talk to the chef. He could cook this up for you.
You gorgeous kidder. You remind me of my seventh husband, the Baron. Rest his soul.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He died the way all men dream of dying, making love to me.
What were you doing?
My God, that would generate 40 pounds of pressure per square inch.
50 if I stretch first. So, darling, care to try your luck?
Roz, this young man is just perfect for you. I'll call him. I can have Dexter here in 10 minutes.
No, I don't want to meet any Dexter.
Why on earth not?
Because I got a boyfriend.
You have? Well, why haven't you ever mentioned this before?
Never came up.
Well, I'm glad you've got a boyfriend. Of course, there's no way I'm going to leave you now.
What?
I'm not going to budge one inch until I can meet him.
Roz, I need to get those bill receipts.
What do you know? He's here.
So this is your boyfriend?
Yes, he is. Aren't you Mac, sweetheart?
But...
What's he saying?
Buttercup. That's his pet name for me.
Pet name? Roz.
Mac, yeah. You look like you could use some coffee.
Roz, what the hell is going on?
Look, just shut up and pretend you're my boyfriend. I'll explain later.
I don't want to lie to your aunt.
Do you want to go through life with one kidney?
Ruth, you mind if I join you in Buttercup?
Would you please tell him I have to get back to work?
Well, you can quit, but if he doesn't finish, then he's going to lose the whole thing. And he'll be sent on the road to El Nowhere.
You know, he's never going to do it with you staring at him.
I thought you said that thing was going to help.
Well, he's under a lot of pressure. We got to get his mind off of it.
Ah, okay. So, Henry, is it true that poodles are easy?
Here's one of Roz at 9 months.
Oh.
Do you see that cute behind?
Yeah. Auntie Ruth, would you please not show those pictures?
Well, I think they're cute. But I guess we've seen them enough.
Well, let's talk about you two. How long have you been seeing each other?
A couple of months. Years.
Since last spring.
Yeah, right. Last spring.
Well, that's a long time. I hope you haven't been indulging in premarital relations.
The hell no! Because I don't believe it's a good idea outside marriage.
So you are thinking of marriage?
Well, no, not really. Oh, well. We're taking it one day at a time. Oh! Until that blessed day.
And just when might that be?
Well,
We haven't set a date. We've just talked about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I thought so.
Roz, you want to get married?
Sure.
Good.
What the hell was that?
not for a rustle. When your sisters got married, the men got down on their knees and proposed right. I know because I was there. Now, you're gonna need this. I always keep one for these occasions.
Man.
Roz, darling, will you marry me?
I don't know how you're gonna pull this off, but more power to you.
Well, it appears like number 12 is Vaya con Dios. Well, how does it feel to be the only couple left with a chance to break the world's record? Exciting, isn't it? Chuck, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, good news, Your Honor.
You mean Henry?
Yep, right on the Inquirer.
Good choice. Was a diamond in there?
We'll know in a minute, sir. As soon as I examine the evidence. Wish me luck.
Sasha?
Yes, darling?
Just have one question. What you did with your late husband, did you ever do it with anyone else?
A few times.
Did any of them survive?
Only John Vane. But he never walked the same.
Saddle up.
Hunty, I'm glad you got a chance to finally meet Max.
Yeah, and don't worry, Aunt Ruth. You can relax and go back to Chicago knowing that I'm going to take care of your little Rosikins.
Oh, I'm not worried. Because there's no way I'm going to let this marriage happen. Why not? Because he's not good enough for you.
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? She had to practically drag that proposal out of you, so obviously you don't believe in marriage.
The hell I don't. I have been happily married for 5 years. Uh-oh.
And just what is going on here, Rosalind Jane Russell?
Uh-oh. Sorry, Roz. When they start using three names, I'm out of here.
Look, Aunt Ruth, the truth is, I asked Mac to pretend to be my boyfriend.
And just how long did you think I would go for that?
I don't know.
Do you have a brain in your head?
Look, I...
Why would you even consider doing such a foolish, stupid thing? To get you off my back! Do you remember who you're talking to, young lady?
Look, Aunt Ruth, I don't mean any disrespect. Especially after everything you've done for us.
I tried to help.
And you did. When we were little and you came to stay, you were a godsend. But I'm not that little girl anymore, and I don't need to be rescued. Look, Auntie, I'm sorry I misled you. I've always tried to do what you wanted me to. But from now on, it has to be what I want to do, too.
Now I remember why you've always been my favorite.
Why is that?
Because you're just as pig-headed as I am.
Don't get mushy with me now. So,
are we friends again?
Well, we will be as soon as you give me my ring back.
Your Honor? Pay dirt!
You got the diamond back.
Yes, sir. All 34 carats worth.
Oh, good boy, Henry.
And what should I do about this other stuff?
I tell you what, why don't you give the ring back to Madame Minkoff and consider the rest yours?
Gee, thanks.
Mr. Kuderko, you're free to go now that Henry has.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor. Let's go, Henry.
Henry?
Hey! That dog got my ring!
Don't worry, I'll get the dog, you get the airwick.
Everybody, less than 10 seconds to go to the grand finale and the all-time record. So let's bring it all home as we kick up those heels with a polka. second, and they would have won it.
Oh. Oops.
You got your ring back. Managed to pry it off from between Henry's teeth. It's okay if you don't mind a little doggy snark.
Thank you.
Well, what's up? Elevator stuck?
Yeah, I can't get downstairs to give Sasha back her diamond.
Well, maybe we should call maintenance.
Okay.
No, it seems to be working now. Nataminkoff!
Hello, darlings.
We found your diamond.
Oh, who cares about that stupid rock?
Dan?
Harry?
You okay, Dan?
Fine. Pilgrim? Never better.
Thanks for spending your time watching this My Time Marathon. Tune in for another tomorrow night at 6 p.m. But don't go anywhere. It's now time for TV Land's primetime lineup.
Hi.